الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث مفاتيح الجنة شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وقال في حديث آخر الصلاة عماد الدين من أقامها فقد أقام الدين ومن هدمها فقد هدم الدين وقال في حديث آخر إن أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة من عمله صلاته فإن صلحت فقد أفلح وأنجح وإن فسدت فقد خاب وخسر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. The example is given of a farmer. So this farmer is living on his farm, cut out from society in a remote area, and he passes his days on his farm. So he'll sow the field, plant the seeds, and look after his crop for the whole year. He'll eat some of it, he'll sell some of it to the neighboring farmers, and the rest will go into his farm. So in this manner he passed his years, on his farm, cut out from society. One day while plowing the field, now he's digging, he's plowing, he comes across few sacks, few bags. Not knowing what it is, 4 or 5 bags, he takes it, he puts it on his porch by his house. He'll say, I'll check up later. Later that evening, he goes, he opens his bags, he finds stones inside. So 4 or 5 bags of stones, he leaves it on the porch. And every afternoon, when he's resting, he's relaxing, he's having his tea, he's looking at his beautiful farm, some animals will come, some rats will come, some birds will come, to come and destroy his crop. So what this farmer will do, he'll pick up one stone from the sack and he'll throw it at the animal. Why? To chase it away, it's destroying my crop, this is my harvest, I'm working hard for it, this is my livelihood, this is my family's livelihood. So in that manner he continued throwing stones. Months passed, like this bag started finishing, until there was on the last bag, there was maybe a half bag left, quarter bag left. At that time, a person was passing close to his farm, and that person happened to come by a stone, he picks it up. He walks a little further, he picks a second stone up. A little further, he picks up the third stone. By the third stone, this person looks up, and now what's happening? He sees a house, the farmer's house. He goes up to the farmer's house and he knocks the door. The farmer comes, he greets him. He says, have you seen the stone? The farmer says, yes. He said, where? He said, no, I had 5 bags of it. He said, where's the 5 bags? He said, no, for the past few months, few years, I've been throwing at all the animals coming to destroy my crop. There's half bag, quarter bag left. That person who came and knocked at his door falls down, unconscious. So the farmer brings some water, sprinkles water on him, and asks him, what's the matter? You come out of the blue, you don't know me, I don't know you, you ask me about this, then you fall down. That person replies, he says, I'm a jeweler. 40 years I'm in this trade, and this stone I have never seen in my life. This is a very, very precious stone. One stone will buy your entire farm. One stone will buy your entire farm. You telling me you had 4 or 5 bags of this stone. Now when the farmer hears this, what's his response? Immediately he leaves the jeweler and he runs to the farm. Where he runs? He said, 2 days ago, you know what, there were some birds here. I threw a few stones here. He goes and he digs it up. Why? He wants those stones. Then as he's digging them up, last week there was few rats here, he'll go to that place, he'll dig up. That farmer will make sure he thinks for the past 1-2 years, and he'll dig his whole farm. His entire harvest, it may be a 6-month harvest, a yearly harvest, he'll destroy his entire farm, he'll overturn his entire farm. Why? Because now he realized the value of that stone. Before, the stone was used to chase the animals, to look after a farm which one stone could buy. But now he realized the value of that stone, he'll turn his entire farm. Why? Because he knows the value of it. Every one of us seated here, we have something more valuable than that stone, than that farm, than all the bags of stone, than the entire world. We have this kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala blessed us with this iman. We did not ask for it. Allah Ta'ala blessed us without us asking. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, that mafatihul jannati shahadatu an la ilaha illallah. The keys to jannat is this kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, which Allah Ta'ala blessed us with. So this is a blessing from Allah Ta'ala that He gives to whom He wishes, He loves. Allah Ta'ala give us iman and didn't just give us iman in any ummah. Allah Ta'ala gave us iman and put it in the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last ummah to come into this world, first ummah to enter Jannah. What honor Allah Ta'ala gave us, the best of ummahs. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the keys to Jannah is shahadatu an la ilaha illallah. If a person loses his keys to his car, then he'll have to, some taklif he'll go through, but then he has to maybe get his spare key. If he doesn't have a spare key, someone will come and make a key for him. The locksmith will come and open the car. He loses the key to the house. Any keys of this world is lost, a plan can be made. But if a person doesn't have the keys to Jannah, he can't enter Jannah. What is the keys to Jannah? Shahadatu an la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasul. Which each and every one of us have. We have the keys to Jannah. Now we have these keys, we have to look after these keys. A person has a gold coin. If he has a gold coin, the value may be 50,000 rand for that gold coin. He worked hard. He's working hard, saving money. He buys a gold coin. He says, my investment. Now that gold coin, he won't keep it in his pocket that has a hole. In fact, he won't keep it in his pocket that doesn't have a hole also. Why is 50,000 rand? I can't be walking around, going to work, going to the masjid with that gold coin in my pocket. That gold coin, he'll keep it in his cupboard. He'll get a nice box, he'll put it, wrap it up nicely, keep it in his pocket, in a cupboard. Maybe every month he'll check up if the gold coin is there, it's fine, there's no dust on it. Why? He realized the value of it. He realized the value of it, he looked after it. Allah Ta'ala gave us this iman, this kalima, la ilaha illallah, we have to look after it. It is very, very, very valuable. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person destined for Jahannam. Person destined for Jahannam, but how his life was in his world was a life full of luxury. So he's a kafir, he's going to Jahannam. But his life in this world was full of luxury, the most luxurious life he had. If you have to explain it, he may have had the best of health, no sicknesses. Till he passed away, no sicknesses. The best of wealth, the best of cars. He had everything, the businesses, you name it, he had it. But his destiny is Jahannam. He passed away without iman. He will be dipped, taken and dipped in Jahannam. He'll just be dipped in Jahannam and removed. And then he will be asked, have you experienced any luxuries, comforts, any ease in your life? Now understand who's been asked, the person whose entire life was only luxury, was the most amount of comforts. But that one dip in Jahannam, everything will be forgotten. His response will be, I have never experienced any ease, any comfort, any luxuries. On the other hand, a person who had this kalima, who had iman, and his destiny is Jannah, but his life in this world was the most difficult life. If you have to explain it, he had... poverty was, his entire life was he lived in poverty. He had the most amount of sicknesses, in and out of hospital. He went through all the difficulties. But that person had iman. He passed away with iman, with the kalima la ilaha illallah. His final abode is Jannah. On that day, he'll be dipped in Jannah. He will be dipped in Jannah and removed, and he will be asked, have you experienced any difficulty, any worries, any problems? What was his response be? His response, supposed to be in his world, was only that, only worries. But his response will be that I have never experienced any difficulties, any worries, any problems. So this kalima is the most valuable thing. This one hadith Sharif Nabi Kareem Sallam said, this world will continue to run until a person is reciting Allah, Allah. A person is taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, the world will continue to run. So us believers being here, the world is running because of this kalima. Once this kalima is gone, once the believers are gone, this world will come to an end, Qiyamah will come. So we have this valuable asset. We have to look after it. Just like how we look after anything we have of value, that gold coin we have, we gave an example, we look after that. This iman, we have to look after it. We have to look after it and we have to make that effort to pass away with iman. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in one hadith that a time will come when a person will wake up with iman but he'll go to sleep without iman. And a person will go to sleep with iman and he'll wake up without iman. So that effort has to be made that we pass away with iman. And when the first effort and the first thing after iman and the first effort for this iman to stay is regarding our salah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-salatu imadu deen. Salah is the main pillar of deen. Man aqamaha faqad aqama deen. That person who has established his salah, then through that he established entire deen. Wa man hadama faqad hadama deen. O kama qala alayhi salatu wa sallam. That person who has destroyed his salah has destroyed complete deen. So salah is the main pillar of deen. We bring our salah in our life, then inshallah the rest of our deen and our dunya will come in order through the barakat of salah. Nada hadith sharif Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِالْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ عَمَلِهِ صَلَاتُهُ. On the day of Qiyamah, from all the actions of man, of a person, the first thing to be questioned will be regarding his salah. فَإِنْ صَلُحَتْ, if his salah is in order, his questioning regarding his salah is in order, فَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ وَأَنْجَى, then he is successful. then the questioning regarding the rest will go easy, will go well. Why? Because his salah was in order. Wa in fasadat, but if his salah is not in order. If his questioning regarding salah is not in order, faqad khaba wa khasira, then is a problem, is at a loss. Then the rest of his questioning will be a problem. Why? Because his salah was not in order. So the first thing is regarding our salah. For all other injunctions, all the other our laws of deen, Jibreel alayhi salam came down. He came via Jibreel alayhi salam. He came via wahi. And it was given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But this farz of salah, Allah ta'ala called Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam on Miraj. And gave Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam this gift of salah. The importance of salah, Allah ta'ala called him up, took him up to the heavens where he spoke directly with Allah ta'ala, saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this gift was given of salah. So this salah is a gift. It shouldn't be, it is a burden upon us, it is a gift. And it is such an important thing that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was taken up for this injunction. So how we show the importance to our salah. Salah is such that if salah comes right, our entire dunya also will come right. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when he was a khalifa, he wrote to his governors. So he wrote to his governors saying that from all your duties, now you are ruling, you are a governor, you are ruling over people, Muslim, non-Muslim maybe also too. So from all your duties, the most important duty in my eyes that you have to fulfill is regarding your salah. If your salah is in order, then the rest of your duties regarding governing will be in order. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is saying this. You know, Umar radiallahu anhu, when he spoke, Quran came down according to what he spoke. And the second thing he wrote was, if your salah is not in order, if your salah is not in order, then the rest of your matters will not be in order. This showing us also that salah will correct all the affairs of our dunya and our deen. That is the barakat of salah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, coming back to how we look after our iman. إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الرَّجُلِ, when you see a person, يَتَعَهَدُ الْمَسَاجِدِ يَتَعَهَدُ الْمَسْجِدِ فَشْهَدُ لَهُ بِالْإِمَانِ, when you see a person frequenting the masjid, then bear witness that a person has iman, this person has iman. So we began saying that this valuable asset of iman we have to look after it. And he said the first step is salah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, when you see the person frequenting the masjid, then bear witness that he has iman. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving witness that this person has iman. Then inshallah, most definitely he passed away with iman. Why? Because he's frequenting the masjid. Person is here for Fajr, his wadi is here for Zohar, and he's here for Zohar. You see him for Zohar, you see him for Asr, Maghrib, Isha, he's frequenting the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, bear witness that this person has iman. Inshallah, he'll pass away with iman. In another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَشِّرُ الْمَشَّائِينَ بِالظُّلَمْ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ بِالنُّورِ التَّامِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that give glad tidings to those who are walking in the hours of darkness. Glad tidings to those who are walking in the hours of darkness, where they walk into, إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ, to the masjids. What glad tidings must give them? بِالنُّورِ التَّامِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, complete nur on the day of Qiyamah. Another basharat from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, looking after your salah, hours of darkness, complete nur on the day of Qiyamah. If we have nur on the day of Qiyamah, complete nur, inshallah, we'll pass away with iman. The valuable asset of iman will be preserved till we pass away. So, hours of darkness, these two refer to the Isha and the Fajr salah, which is, it may be difficult now, especially in the summer months. Isha is late, a person comes back late from work, Isha is late, by the time he goes to sleep, Fajr salah is early. What's the glad tidings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nur ittam, complete nur on the day of Qiyamah. On that day when people will be running helter-skelter, on that day they'll be looking for help, on that day Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says he'll have complete nur on the day of Qiyamah. Just linking ourselves to the masjid, isn't it, of five times salah with the masjid. In another hadith, Nabi, so these two hadiths showing that you look after our salah, inshallah Allah ta'ala will look after our iman. Look after our salah, our iman will be taken care of. Another hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that only those who frequent the masjid are regarded as the household of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today in society, if a person has some social, some standing in society, he has some honor, some wealth, great alim, and if we known to be part of this person here, he's very close to this alim. This person here, he's part of his household, he's in and out of his household, you don't know whether he's part of the family or not part of the family. We feel a sense of honor if we link to that family. But that is a person of this dunya. And eventually, he's going to pass away. Imagine being counted as the household of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is our khaliq, our malik, our razik. Allah ta'ala is eternal. Allah ta'ala has always been, will be, continue to be. Complete honor and disgrace in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem salam said that those who frequent the masjid, they are counted as the household of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the masjid should be our home. our day should begin with the masjid and our day should end with the masjid. When we start off our Fajr Salah, we may be at work, but in the back of our mind, I got Zohr Salah coming. 12 o'clock coming now, I must get prepared for Zohr Salah. After Zohr Salah, back of our mind, Asr Salah is coming. Asr, Maghrib, Isha, our heart should be in the masjid. And we know today is a hot day. We are enjoying the aircon, the comfort of the aircon in the masjid. And we'll also enjoy a cool cup of water, a cool cup of coke. We'll enjoy it. Why? Because it is a hot day. You don't want us to be in the sun on a hot day. You don't want us to be in a sun on a hot day. You don't want us to be working hard outside on a hot day. You want to be in a comfort room, comfortable, VIP, give a special attendant and a special room on a day of Qiyamah when the sun will be 1 mile above our head. The sun will be 1 mile above our head. And according to the level, a person's level, he'll be in different situations. Some people, the level of the perspiration will be till the ankles. Some people till the knees. Some people till the necks. Some people will be drowning on that day in their perspiration. And there'll be no shade. There'll be no shade besides the shade of the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that day, there are certain groups. One hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said seven groups will be under the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of those groups is Rajulun Qalbu Mu'allakum Bil Masajid. That person, that man, his heart is attached to the masjid. Yeah, another glad tiding, a person is attached to the masjid, then inshallah, if he's gonna be under the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, he'll pass away with iman. So his heart is attached to the masjid. Attached to the masjid, as we just mentioned, from Fajr, he's worried about Azhar. Zohar, Asr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Like the fish out of water, that fish needs to be back into the water. Why? It's out of its home. So this, our masjid should be our home. That our heart should be in the masjid. His heart is attached to the masjid. You see that the person is here, he's a peg, he's here early for salah. He's leaving the masjid late. He's always in the masjid. So that person, he'll get a VIP room on the day of Qiyamah, under the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that day when people will be running from Anbiya to Anbiya, to tell Allah ta'ala to start the reckoning. On that day, the Arsh of Allah ta'ala, one group is those people whose heart is attached to the masjid. So how we can make that effort and make that intention that we will link ourselves to the masjid. Our day will start with salah. Our day will end with salah. Our heart will be attached to the masjid. Our home is the masjid. If someone has to ask us, where is your home? Our reply should be the masjid. The home is our masjid. So this should be our intention and this should be that from today, this day will start with salah and end with salah. We just mentioned one hadith. The Nabi Kareem said, on the contrary now, a person who is missing a salah, Nabi Sallallahu said, "Man fatatu salatun faka'annama wutira ahlu wa malu wa kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam." That person who has missed a single salah, the person who has missed a single salah, is as if he has lost all his wealth and all his family. We know we went through that period of looting. May Allah Ta'ala save us, it never comes again. A person, people lost their businesses were burnt, their businesses were looted. If we may have known someone who lost his business, and we were close to him, or even if we weren't close to him, we will go and condole him. Condolences, we sorry, Allah Ta'ala replace it. Give you better, give you more in this tragic time of yours. We went through it. Now that a person lost his business. But that too, he may have had money in the bank, he may have money at home, he may have had property, a flat somewhere. Now that's only business. If a person loses his family, there's accident. Allah Ta'ala save us, but a person goes through an accident, and his family is lost, his immediate family is lost. And one person may be left. The entire community, the broader community out of town will come and will pay condolences. Why? He lost his family. One person is left, the entire family is gone. We feel sad for him, we'll worry about him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who has missed one salah, he has missed one salah is as if he has lost all his family and all his wealth. Not just his immediate family, all his family is wiped out. All his wealth is wiped out. There's no money in the bank, in the house, nothing. So how we feel that hurt we feel when another person loses his wealth, we feel for him. But if salah upon salah is going, and our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, is worse than losing all your family and all your wealth, do we feel that hurt of missing one salah? So that intention should be made that our salah with jamaat in a masjid, our 5 times salah with jamaat in a masjid, with takbir-e-ula, from today till the day we pass away, inshallah, we'll never miss a salah with jamaat in a masjid. And if for some reason we can't make it to the masjid, some sickness, we're stuck in traffic, something, but salah should never be made qadha. Salah should never be made qadha. And if we have any qadha salah, from the time that we became baligh and became mature, if any salah is on our responsibility, we should make qadha of it. If I am owing a person 5,000 rand, now in 2024 I'm owing 5,000 rand. In 2029, if I don't pay him, I'm still owing him 5,000. That 5,000 is not gone, it's not written off. The salah that we may have missed, 5 years ago, the salah till today, we still owe it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So fikr and intention should be made that salah be counted, and that qada salah be counted, and qada salah should be made from today. We start reading all our salah that we have missed. So make dua to Allah ta'ala to grant us the ability to read our 5 times salah wa jamaat in the masjid with takbir ula from fajr till isha, and just through salah with the barakat of salah, then that glad tidings of passing away with iman is day, inshallah. Today is such a time where we know the iman of ourselves, our children, we know the onslaught of the kuffar for the iman, to take away iman. And one simple way is link ourselves to the masjid. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.